morning. This is the Finger Lakes Agriculture Report. I'm Judy Wright with Cornell Cooperative Extension, your local connection to Cornell University. This fall, you may see more acres planted following harvest to a cover crop, one of which may be winter rye. Winter rye is versatile and can be planted well into October when it grows a large root system, helping to stabilize soil in crop fields and reduce soil erosion. Findings from research conducted in the Midwest by a team from USDA Agricultural Research Service and several land-grant universities suggest that establishing winter rye as a cover crop between rotations of corn and soybean can have environmental benefits, which include reducing nitrate losses, sequestering carbon, and providing a source of renewable natural gas. Their study, recently published results in the Journal of Environmental Research Letters, indicate that establishing a winter rye cover crop between corn-soybean rotations in fields with tile drainage saw a reduction in nitrate levels in drainage water by more than 45% compared to fields without a rye cover crop. An additional benefit of winter rye as a cover crop is the large amount of biomass it produces. Computer simulations indicate the rye biomass has the potential to be converted into biomethane gas using anaerobic digesters. The simulation further indicated an additional filtration step had the potential to capture 8.3 million tons of carbon dioxide each year for the study area. The research team noted that winter rye as a cover crop was not the only answer for managing excess nitrogen from cropping systems. Winter rye cover crops, when part of a conservation system which included other conservation practices, such as riparian buffers and other edge-of-field practices, has a positive environmental impact. All farmers strive to be good stewards of the land and water resources necessary to sustain their crops, livestock, and families. Cover crops are one of several best management practices used to help improve the productivity of crop fields. There's also the additional environmental benefit, which is why more acreage is planted to them each year as conditions allow. This has been the Finger Lakes Agriculture Report. I'm Judy Wright with Cornell Cooperative Extension, and on behalf of this radio station and the Cornell Cooperative Extension System, I hope you've learned a little bit more about cover crops and agriculture in the Finger Lakes.